The subtle war in Vietnam is being fought by men like Marine Major Ron Payne, a psychological operations officer with the 1st Division. Combat correspondent Staff Sergeant Hal Blake talked to Major Payne recently at Da Nang.
What is psychological operation?
Psychological operations, of course, are any of those operations that are taken against enemy and in conjunction with friendly or neutral groups to influence their conduct and behavior in one way or another. It's a way of getting at their opinions and ideas, fears, attitudes, in order to get them to support our national objective in PSYOPs.
Could you explain to us what psychological warfare is exactly?
Yes, psychological warfare, of course, is part of the PSYOPs program. Psychological warfare is that warfare that is directed at the hostile groups opposing us, whether those hostile groups are in North Vietnam or the local VC. That's just part of the PSYOPs program, inasmuch as PSYOPs also has activities that are directed at the friendly troops that are also directed at neutral groups as well as hostiles.
Major Payne has originated many ideas to build national unity and support for a central government for Vietnam.
Our national emblem pin, as they're called, because they're yellow in color and have three red stripes on them, relate directly to the Vietnamese flag. First of all, the color yellow is the identical color of the flag, and the three broad stripes represent the three geographical areas of the country, that is the coastal lowlands, the central highlands, and the delta. And in presenting this pin in the contested areas, we are endeavoring to relate one way or another a feeling of nationalism, if you will, an identity with the central government in Saigon to the peasant out in the hamlet.
Well, Major Payne, would you care to venture a guess on how effective that our psychological operations have been in the Republic of Vietnam?
Oh, of course, there are three indices, really, of psychological operation. The first one, of course, is the people that actually do respond to the treatment. That is to say, the Chu Hoi, the fellow that walks in with his hands up, he defects and comes into our compound. This is one very important index of how effective our PSYOPs program is. For all last year, we received in country some almost 28,000 returnees who support now the government of South Vietnam. They are known as Hoi Chuns. It's true that these 28,000 that came in are not card-carrying communists, nor are they hard cadre VC or NVA or members of the infrastructure, but they are people that do have weapons, they do fire rounds, and they do kill people.
The war here is both overt and subtle, and we have good men to fight on both fronts. That report from Staff Sergeant Hal Blake, I'm Marine Combat Correspondent Corporal Jim Groom at the Combat Information Bureau, Da Nang, Vietnam.